Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we present tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. We spend quite a bit of time here on Life's Toolbox discussing the importance and the benefits of living from essence. We talk about the traits that are found within our essence that can enhance and empower our experience of life and our expression into it. We speak of things like love and peace and kindness and compassion, and the list just goes on and on. What we have not done enough of here is digging deeper into what essence truly is. So today we're going to change that a bit. The first step in defining essence is to open understanding and awareness of what essence is within you, within me, and within every other person in existence. Essence is the truest and purest form of expression, and while each person is unique, we all share a desire for goodness, well-being, and authenticity. We all desire the experience of essence. We kind of get derailed on our path to essence sometimes, and we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. The best thing that I can do for you, and the best thing that you can do for yourself in defining essence, is to just open awareness and understanding of what it truly is. Now, I will tell you that it is absolutely impossible to completely and fully define essence in anyone, as essence is constantly evolving and growing and opening. So even if you find a great definition of what essence is within you right now, right in this moment, please stay aware that it's going to grow, it's going to shift, it's going to change. Now, you don't lose anything, but you might discover more. The essence in you and everyone else is infinite. And once we think we know its full definition, like I said, we realize there is more and more and more. The tool today is defining essence, and I have to admit I'm a little hesitant on using the word define in the title for this tool, as the very act of defining anything tends to put a cap on what something can be. We kind of put it into its own little box. You know, a lot of people have even done that with God. They have defined their experience of God as being this, and they refuse to see it as being anything more or anything else. You know, I was reminded of this the other day. I was standing out near the woods behind my home, and literally hundreds of birds flew into the field where I stood. And it was so many that it was just kind of was awe. You know, I was just in awe of the whole thing. But anyway, I looked at them and I started noticing that there were just hundreds of robins, and there were some cardinals out there. There were some meadow larks, you know, mixed in with it. There were a couple of hawks that circled overhead all at the same time. And I could even hear some owls a little deeper back into the woods. As I caught myself naming the different types of birds, I realized that once I named them, I had difficulty seeing them as anything else. I realized the process of categorizing them and see them as one thing limited what I was able to see. So I stopped calling them robins and meadow larks and so on, and I just started seeing them as birds. And upon doing this, I realized that there were many more types of birds out there than I could even name. And then it hit me again. Once again, I was calling them birds, so I was putting a cap on what they could be. I was categorizing them. So as I released the categorization of birds and saw them as expressions of nature and ultimately expressions of God, I was able to see the activity that was happening with them and the relationship that was happening with them. And I realized that there was just so much more to these animals than met the eye. A few minutes turned into well over an hour as I simply watched and felt their presence. The spirit of nature all around me soon became noticeable, and I began to feel completely connected to this amazing scene. What was happening was my essence, my truth, that part of me that is infinite, was beginning to connect with that part of those birds, that part of all of nature that was around me, the part of the woods that was all infinite. It was absolutely beautiful. But anyway, the definition of the birds limited my ability to see more. The same is true for everything in our lives and everything within us. So my hesitancy, as I said, for the tool's name is the word defining. However, it still seems appropriate, so I'm going to stick with it. So as we continue our talk today, please remember that our essence, our authenticity, our truth is eternally evolving and expanding. The expression of our truth today will pale in comparison to the truth we express tomorrow or the day after or next year. As long as we open awareness and understanding and allow for this expansion, we have created beautiful awakening within, and that leads to beautiful expressions out into the world. That's my goal today in talking about defining essence. So to begin opening understanding and awareness to essence, to define it, if you will, we serve ourselves well by taking a look at what it is not, what essence is not. While we speak to several things that it is not, we can simplify what it isn't right off the bat by just expressing it as ego. That which is not of essence is ego. Ego is often referred to as self, in this case with a lowercase s. Self with a capital S is the you that is authentic and true and connected to God and universe and highest self, source, all good. Self with a capital S is the expression of your essence. Self with a lowercase s is the expression of ego. One of the misconceptions of essence is based on the belief system of good and bad or right and wrong. If we judge ourselves, our actions, our thoughts, our beliefs, ourselves from this good and bad, right or wrong thinking, we are judging based on conditioned thinking. Our beliefs are of good and bad, right and wrong, are based on what we have learned throughout our lives. We learn this thinking from parents and teachers and religions and society and TV and movies and many other places. We created much of our conditioned thinking based on our past experiences as well. And conditioned thinking is basically a generalization where we find that if this works for that person or if this worked for us once before, it will work for us in every situation. That's what can do. It's not to say that that thinking was bad or wrong. It may have been wrong for you, but it's not that we're not judging it. Conditioned thinking is just simply a generalization. A great example of some conditioned thinking is when we think we should or should not do something. We've been taught that we should do this or we should do that, and we are great students, and we learned this all very well. One of our frequent guests, Pam Thomas, calls this behavior shooting all over the place. This is doing anything because you should do something, or you should are not doing something because you should not do something. Doing anything because you should do something or not do something because you shouldn't does not have anything to do with essence. It is an ego-based belief that has been developed to appease, usually, someone else's belief system. Sometimes it's our own, but most of the time it's someone else's. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go out and ignore laws and do something that's going to get you arrested. What I am saying is that to truly know right from wrong, we need to shift our perception. We need to tune into essence and see it as serving us or not serving us, serving the world or not serving the world. When we tune into essence and follow its lead, we will see it. We'll understand if a thought, a belief, or an action serves us and the world around us. If it serves us, do it. If not, do not do it. Ego looks to the cultural values that are most common in our life and defines something as right or wrong, good or bad, based on that. This is pretty frightening, as the culture here in the United States anyway has very much so adopted a materialistic mentality. As a society, we see someone as good or bad by comparing what they have to what we have. We compare what they do to what we do and call them good or bad. We hold their beliefs up to see how well they align with ours, and then we cast judgment. This is ego looking for anything that makes itself look better. This is ego looking for anything that gives it more power. And how does it receive more power? By making us believe the things that it tells us. Our ego bombards us with thoughts of separation and difference. Do not get confused here. Separation and difference is not what makes us unique. We talked last week about the importance of allowing our unique to shine. Unique does not make us better or worse than someone else. We must remember that. Unique is simply the way we bring our talents and traits out that serve us and that serve the world. We are all unique, yet we are all still connected. Seeing differences is a way to believe the illusion of separation. This is an illusion because we are all in relationship with one another on some level, and relationship cannot exist in separation. I must admit, I get a little tickled when a couple comes to me and we're talking and they let me know that they're separated. Well, they might not live under the same roof anymore, but they are eternally in relationship, even if that relationship is just a memory. I read an article last week written by Rachel Naomi Remen, I believe is how you say her name, that inspired much of this show. In this article, she speaks of spirituality. What Rachel says about the relationship between spiritual and ethical holds true in the relationship between essence and ethical. Do not be confused here. Ethical does not mean essence. Essence, which is our truth, is not the same thing as ethical. Ethics are things, it's something that we learn. It is mostly associated with culture or religious lore, handed down over time. Rachel tells us in her article that ethics is a set of values, a code of translating morals into daily life. Ethics defines the right way to relate to other people, to carry out business, and to behave in general. Now, while there is great benefit from ethical and even moral beliefs, they do not translate into essence. Essence is far more than either of these can ever be. To rely solely on ethics is misleading, as there are some communities or groups where their ethics and morals are completely different than what we hold important. It doesn't make them wrong, it just makes them different. Ethics and morals both easily cast us into judgment and comparison. Essence never does. The judgment instigated by ethics and morals calls us to see differences, and once again, we're back to the illusion of separation. The tight hold to ethics and morals have led us to disagreement, argument on the personal level, and then on the national and international levels, these differences that we see in ethics have led us into war on many, many occasions. Another thing that essence is not is religious. Essence is true for everyone, whether they hold true to a set of religious practices or have no belief in religion at all. Part of my work with clients is to see their truth, to see their essence. And I've seen the essence of people ranging from atheists to Christians, from Hindus to Buddhists, from Jews to Islamics. It is not the religion that develops the essence, as some religions will make you believe. It is the essence that allows someone to create a space within them that allows them to believe a religious stance. It is the essence that allows a religion or non-religious teaching to resonate within. As long as we are talking about a religion, if you aren't practicing a religion for fear of what will happen if you stop, you are listening to your ego. If your belief system and religion are not a source of inspiration and joy for you, you're listening to ego. Consider finding a different church or a different practice. Religion is a bridge to spirituality. It is not spirituality itself. Essence is the spiritual nature within us. It is not the ethics. It's not the morals. It's not the religious practices that we express that connect us to essence. We express each of these according to our connection to essence. When we are connected more fully to ego, our expressions will be more of the materialistic self. That's that self with the lowercase s. When we are connected with essence, more fully with essence, our expressions will be more authentic and connected to nature, to the well-being of the world, to truth. We will see unity more readily than separation when we're connected to essence. We will see the essence of others more so than the differences our humanness exhibits. There are many other things essence is not, and you can easily identify those when you tune into your feelings around your thoughts, your actions, your beliefs, your experiences. If a thought, belief, action, or experience does not promote gentleness, compassion, love, peace, or overall well-being, if your thoughts, beliefs, and actions do not resonate within you, it is not essence. The good news here is that there is no place we can go, no situation we can experience, no relationship that we can have that essence is not fully present within us. It can be said that essence is a perception. When we go somewhere, experience something, or be with someone, we can perceive it all from our essence. Through this perception, we can see the highest good of the experience, even if the current moment feels less than positive. We can choose to open awareness to essence as we enter into a place, and we can allow the experience of the place to become sacred for us. Not sacred in the religious sense, and it's not that that place becomes sacred, but sacred in that we know we are where we need to be in that moment. We can choose to perceive situations from essence instead of our ego and know that each situation offers us great learning and great growth. We can enter into long-standing or brand new relationships and know our essence will guide us to elevate and expand the relationship beyond all that we believed it could be. Essence allows us to enrich our experience while ego causes us to limit or even erode the experience. In the article I mentioned earlier by Rachel Raymond, she writes, "The most important thing in defining spirit is the recognition that spirit is an essential need of human nature. There is something in all of us that seeks the spiritual. This yearning varies in strength from person to person, but is always there in everyone. And so, healing becomes possible. Yet there is a culture-wide tendency to deny the spiritual. To delegate it at best, to ignore it at worst, in trying to point to it with a definition, I hope to initiate a kind of questioning of the role of spirit in health care, and in life. Rachel speaks of spirit. We're talking about essence here. But if you went back to that same statement there and you replaced the words spirit or spiritual with essence, you will find that these two are interchangeable. We do all seek essence. It is in the understanding and the awareness and the consciousness of essence, if you will, that we find truth, and ultimately we find healing. Many people have not opened consciousness to essence, yet they still seek truth. Even those being led by ego seek what they believe to be truth. There are many people who seem to seek only destruction and turmoil. However, in their own belief system, they are doing what they believe supports the journey to truth for them. Awareness of essence allows us one of the greatest gifts we can receive and give, and that's forgiveness. While there are actions by others that seem to go against the very grain of peace and harmony in this world, essence allows forgiveness. We forgive the actions that cause damage and the people that take those actions. But most importantly, we forgive ourselves for holding thoughts about those actions and the people that seem to assault the true nature of our essence. We must remember, no harm can ever come to essence. Not from the outside and not from ourselves. Essence remains pure and perfect always. I'm reminded of a story that proves this point or shows this point. And the story is of a Buddhist temple from many centuries ago. The temple became aware that a warlord was heading their way, and they didn't have time to remove many of the things from the temple that they would like to have, including a very large golden statue of Buddha. Since they could not move it, they just covered it with mud so it was less appealing to the warring tribes. The monks who stayed behind at the temple were killed. The ones who were able to get away came to live in other temples. And over time, everyone who knew of the mud-covered statue, they died, and knowledge of the truth of that statue died with them. Monks eventually moved back into that original temple, and they perceived the mud statue of Buddha as one of their most prized possessions, without knowing the truth buried beneath the mud. So many years later, history repeated itself. Another warlord was moving towards the temple, but this time the monks had time to prepare a little bit better, and so they moved the statue to a safe location. During the move, a crack appeared near the base of the statue, and one of the monks noticed a golden shine in that crack. Once they got to that safe location, the monks began a little closer inspection and realized the true nature of this statue, the gold statue that lay beneath the mud. We do the same thing in our essence. When we perceive an attack, whether it be our own egoic thoughts and beliefs or an assault of some kind from other people, we tend to hide our essence. We tend to cover it up a little bit. Each time these things happen, a little more of our essence is covered until we forget that it's even there. And we can only see the mud we use to cover it up, and that mud's not too pretty, so we look outside of ourselves for answers. As I said, no harm can come to your essence. We just sometimes forget that it's there, and again, we look outside into the world for the answers that we perceive will make us better, that will make us stronger, more acceptable to others, and so on. The only thing that will ever make us better is our own authenticity, and that is found within, not out in the world. Truth and well-being are found when we once again open awareness of our essence, when we see that crack and we just start peeling away the layers. Upon opening awareness of essence, we have a resource to guide us in all that we face. Our essence is our inner guru. Our essence is connected with all the answers, guidance, and support that we will ever need. It's connected to the collective consciousness of the universe. Some call this God, some call it universe, highest good, many other names. Our essence is our truth. And as we embrace truth, we can face all this human experience has to offer. To define essence, we must remember that what we see is only the tip of the iceberg. As we remain open, more and more of our essence will be exposed. So to open your awareness and understanding of what essence or what your truth is, look within. What do you find in your heart that resonates within you, and what inspires you? And just take a little detour here. I want to talk about the word inspire. When we look at the origin of this word, we find that it comes from two words. The first one is in, which means into. And the second one, and I'm probably going to just annihilate the pronunciation of this, but it's spelled as S-P-I-R-A-R-E, spirare, something like that, which means breath. When we are inspired, we are in breath. Our vision, our dream becomes a part of us so deeply that it's as much a part of us as our breath. So what resonates within or inspires you? Is it compassion for life, self, for others? Is it something that calls you to participate in a charity or some event that benefits others? Is it something that compels you to teach or mentor someone? Is it to more fully experience that which you already do, to do it from a place of love and kindness? Now, understand, I'm not asking you to go and do all of these things. Don't start doing more. I'm asking you to look within to see if the inspiration, thought, or call for these things is there. Even if it's just a tiny inkling, just take note of it. So look at those things and then look again within and notice the emotions found in your heart. Are you holding gratitude there for something or just the emotion itself? What about love for yourself, for others? How about peace? Again, just take notes of all of these things. And lastly, now there's many more ways to notice essence within, but one of the other things, the last thing we're going to talk about today, is look at all of your past experiences. Without essence guiding and leading you, even if you didn't know it was, without its guidance, you would not be here today. Something within you, your essence, led you through whatever life has thrown before you. Identify these traits of your essence: strengths, love, peace, compassion. When you're done, look at what you found. Look at what is empowering, what is loving, what is compassionate, what is caring, what is peaceful, what is grateful, and all the other beautiful traits that you've identified. These are all part of your essence. These traits are your essence, and you can choose to experience all of life from this knowing. Whatever comes your way, you can perceive it and respond to it with these traits. Respond from essence. And remember, what you see today is only a small part of the wholeness of your essence. Essence is the expression of God, universe, highest self, source within us that we can share with the world. All the good you see in the world, all the good you see throughout history, all the good you see in nature and in yourself is part of essence. So thank you so much for listening today. My new class, Vision, Pray, Meditate, is coming up on February 24th at Divine Connection Center for Spiritual Awareness in Van Alstine, Texas. You can find out more information on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/divineliving/. I also invite you to visit my website, www.kennybrixey.com, where you will be able to see the services I offer that will assist you in realizing your own true awesomeness. Check out my social media pages for daily affirmations and notices about upcoming events. A reminder that my newest book, The Relationship Toolbox, is now available at my website or on Amazon. And also, please check out the other amazing shows here on Empower Radio. You will find at least one that speaks to your heart. And then be sure to share Life's Toolbox and the other shows with your friends and family. When you do, you are sharing and elevating positive energy throughout this beautiful world. And you're elevating the love and peace within you. As always, my deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. And thank you also to Mark, my producer. He's an awesome asset for the entire Empower family. Until next week and beyond, begin to define your essence, embrace it, and express it into the world. Love and peace.